Sure. So first, I just want to acknowledge that Trump's idea of tariffs is basically just to blanket, you know, nations with a certain percentage, and his percentage, as reported by the CBC recently, seems to be extremely arbitrary and not very well considered, whereas our counter tariffs are applied only to goods when there is a good Canadian alternative. So a good example is something that's actually made in Milton. Pretty much all of the windshield washer fluid that you've ever put in your car, if you've lived in southwestern Ontario, is made right here in Milton. And if you went to the store to grab a new jug of it, say you're at the gas station, you had to make a quick decision, and there's two different brands, you know, one was $9 and one was $5.50, you'd make a quick decision and buy the $5.50 stuff, right? And, you know, we are checking labels and we want to buy Canadian, but for some reason that, like, is very common in the grocery store, and occasionally when we're buying other things, folks, like, don't tend to think about it as much, but it applies to absolutely every product, you know, whether you're buying a tool or a car. We want to make sure that we're supporting the Canadian industries where we can. And the best way to do that is to indicate it on the price tag, particularly when there's an alternative, right? Because if Canadians need to rely on, you know, say childhood Tylenol, that's one product that Canada doesn't really make very much of. We import it from the United States. So we would never put a tariff on that because there isn't a Canadian alternative, and it would just be penalizing Canadians without having an option. But that's what the counter tariffs are all about. It's important to recognize that tariffs are an import tax. So when Trump talks about applying tariffs, all of that will be borne, the cost will be borne by American consumers on Canadian goods. So he's actually hurting his own economy, you know, and for a conservative guy who claimed to be against market-based instruments, it seems like he's really going back on a lot of his promises. Because I remember Trump's campaign, and it was all about the price of eggs and the price of diesel, and he's just making it worse. So, you know, Canada will fight with a higher IQ. He is kind of playing checkers, and Mark Carney's playing chess. So we can continue to rely on experts and solutions rather than slogans and bravado. One of the first things that Mark Carney did when he was elected as prime minister was he purchased a whole bunch of American Treasuries bonds, which is basically debt. And he also asked some other leaders to do the same. And that's just basically leverage over the U.S. economy. And that's, again, just the high IQ, the chess game that Mark Carney will continue to play in supporting Canada's economy.